We've heard now two opponents in back-to-back weeks lay out their game plan. The Colts said, look, we knew if we took his first read away, he was going to panic. So they blitzed. They took his first read away, and yeah, he panicked. New England said we wanted to muddy the middle of the field and make him go outside of the numbers, which, you know, he did successfully to an extent, but when the game was on the line, he couldn't do it. Like, everything fell apart. So, like, we're seeing teams that aren't known for having stalwart defenses almost dancing on the grave after they beat the Dolphins, saying, yeah, we figured this out. This is no problem. That's more of an issue, I think, than the actual culture itself.
You've convinced me. That makes sense to me. Marcel Louis-Jacques, ESPN, great conversation with him just before. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, here at 803-0550. Another thing he said, watch for the possibility James Cook rushing for a million yards tomorrow. I think he's running back one in fantasy so far. He's right up there. Jonathan Taylor is the rushing leader. Cook has the three touchdowns.
Three touchdowns and enough yards to make it, yeah, worthwhile, right?
Yeah. I'm just, you know, it's not because it's James Cook, who I consider fine. It's not because it's the Bills, of course. It's just because, like, I never draft James Cook. And if it's a sort of a version of Derrick Henry is sort of emerging in front of my eyes. Just another,
yeah.
Oh, why would I ever draft Derrick Henry when I could have a wide receiver, you know, and get his handcuff in the sixth round? That's how I do it, baby. That's how you get podcasts. That's how you become an expert on this stuff. Never draft the best running backs.
On the subject of things that are going wrong for Miami, I watched, we were just talking about this during the break, and I don't have it locked down exactly like what the missteps all were, but late in that game against New England on Sunday, it was ruled on the field at the time, a touchdown. Achane had a pretty long, it was a catch and run, but he stepped out of bounds at like the 30 or something, I think. But it was ruled a touchdown, and so they're going to review it, scoring play, and you know the replay that I saw was very plainly clear, like he stepped up, his left foot's out of bounds. And they went to it during the game. There was a TV timeout there. It's like a minute 5 to go or so, I think, in the game. So a huge play, like could have won the game for them, but he's out of bounds. And there's a TV timeout, so there's extra time for Miami to figure out what they're going to do when this play gets overturned, because they should absolutely know it's going to get overturned right away, because, again, it's pretty evident. It's not like one of these plays where you had to like sit with it for a while. It's like his foot, half his foot is out of bounds. So they come out of the TV timeout, and I think there's trouble getting the play in, false start or delay a game right there, so they get set back 5 yards. Again, delay getting the play in. They end up in like 2nd and 20 or something out of this.
It was 2nd and 20.
And by the time the next play gets in, so it's like there's two penalties in a row coming out of this TV timeout, and then the third thing that happens is the play's in, but they barely have time to get the motion done, and the snap comes with zero, so the defense can just tee off, and Tua gets sacked, I think, to end the game. If I skipped anything, forgive me, but because I didn't like study this thing, I didn't just go back and watch it again, but I saw it last night, and it's just, I mean, we would be burning things if the end of a game or any series sequence in a game was that sloppy. I mean, it's whatever the opposite of buttoned up is what that sequence was for Miami. With the game on the line, and again, the benefit of the TV timeout to sort of get your head together, okay, we got a minute to go here. What do we want to do with these plays? You know, we still have a chance to win this game. And they just could not get out of the driveway. It just was so embarrassing. And McDaniels is on the sideline, like, you know, exasperated looking. And it looked like amateur hour.
That is the bad stuff.
Yeah.
You know, we covered a few different areas with Marcel. Culture, you know, quote culture. And he's like, yeah, no. Schemes and talent. That is the bad stuff. And I say this every chance I get about Allen. He gets a lot of credit for a lot of his greatness, of course. He does not get enough credit for that. I mean, really, almost since the beginning, after many years of up and down with game management, coaches too. I mean, maybe Allen a little bit, not to take credit away from McDermott, dragged McDermott into the, you know, you had fourth and two, and he'd send the punter out, and Allen would show his displeasure, like he's our guy, right? So maybe, you know, the McDermott sort of came over, and Allen being so good and so almost automatic on those kind of plays enabled that. But all that stuff, timeouts, he doesn't miss, you know, like the game, it's a team effort. But I just never question that with the Bills. I think about that all the time watching the NFL. That's kind of my area. You know, I can't run or jump, so that's kind of my area. How to find those edges in the strategy. And I watch the Bills play teams, and I see them do things that just, nope, that should have been better. This sounds like a disaster.
Yeah.
But even good teams. I mentioned Jordan Love last week, watching him on Thursday night, and there was a moment where, like, Allen would never have done that. It was a slide on a short yardage play or something. He never, maybe didn't know where the first down line was. Mm-hmm. Just like those little kind of mental errors that can kill you don't always seem obvious, but they're real. They're important. This is the end of the game, and you've got penalties, and absolutely right. No excuse for, you get a free timeout, you get a free opportunity to sort of collect yourselves and, all right, what's our best play? And what you end up doing is just sort of being flustered and false starts and these things. Like, yeah, that's the worst. Would you feel, however, any different about all this Dolphins discourse if they'd won? Because that was almost a coin flip game.
He didn't have to step out of bounds there.
Right, and that would put them in the lead with a minute left if they make the extra point. If they win the game against New England, is it different?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
They're
1-1, and we're not talking about a firing, probably.
Right, and this situation that I'm describing that was so bad, just so amateurish, never happens. Achane's in the end zone, and they get, that's it. So, I think it would be very different. I think, like, okay, they steadied the ship. Let's see if they can have a season now. I think, right? So, you know, maybe that means, I think if you, like follow that all the way through, that some of this, maybe a lot of it, is an overreaction. Which, you know, might want you to mean you should circle back and sort of, all right, can they hang with the Bills? Are they going to be able to? I don't know. I think personnel-wise on defense, like, I tend to think, when I think about Miami, it's usually the offense, right? Am I going to be able to continue to do a good job on Hill and contain Waddle? Achane has gotten off on the Bills. Can they let that not kill them? It's usually centered around, because, you know, it's a team that, as they grew in prominence and became what looked to be a threat to the Bills, it was 70 points. And, like, it's the offense, and they've got this magic potion or something, and, like, that seems very far gone now. I think even if they can function on offense and get 30 points, I don't know how they're stopping the Bills. If they can't get to the quarterback, the secondary is your name here. Marcel is right to mention Minka Fitzpatrick is back there. That was that trade with Jalen Ramsey, and that's an former All-Pro player back there at the back end of the secondary. But all still, even with that, I just don't know how, if the Bills are at like 80% operational functionality on offense, I don't think Miami can stop them.
How you do it is takeaways and or touchdowns into field goals, you know, like red zone. I feel like that's how then you take a team from the 30s to the 20s or thereabouts. Give yourself a chance. Easy to say. Here's Ethan next. Hi, Ethan.
Hi, how we doing, guys?
Good, thank you.
All right, so my prediction for tomorrow is just what I'm going to give. I think, just like you guys said before, I think it's a good day for James Cook to go off. I don't know about, like, 3 touchdowns, but, like, you know, 100-plus yards, a couple touchdowns. And probably it's a great day for Allen just to, you know, get used to, like, his weapons that he has, like Josh Palmer, Elijah Moore, you know, maybe get some Shaver action in there. And I think it'll be – obviously, we don't know if it's a division game. They're very familiar with us, but I think it should be similar to, like, what our first game against them last year should be like. And the only thing I just want to say – I just hope the next day on Friday, if we win, especially like in, you know, big fashion, can we not have all those Al Bundys that scored four touchdowns during the Reagan administration to, like, give their critiques about, like, when they use the timeout or if they're using Josh Allen too much? Just enjoy the win. Enjoy the win. Enjoy the Bills doing good. Thanks so much for having me on, guys. You guys have a good one.
Okay, you're welcome. Gina is next. Hi, Gina.
Hi. Oh, hold on. I'm at work. Hey, guys. I love the show. You guys know I call every year. I tell you guys I'm an OG because I'm born in 66, so I can feel for the age difference and what we've been through as Buffalo Bills fans watching our team go through what we've gone through. And my comment is this. You know, I don't know if you guys remember, I'm in Ravens country. Totally Ravens country. Mm-hmm. So I hear everything from the Ravens fans about us. But my comment is more towards what I just heard about the Miami Dolphins and that whole report from that gentleman. And I actually felt kind of sad because it made me have flashbacks of what we've gone through. And Tua, what a great quarterback he is, leading a team that is falling apart. And I could just imagine if I was Josh Allen and the kind of man he is, what he's going to be saying to Tua, either before the game or after the game. But obviously, the Bills are strong. We're in a great position. I'm more hopeful now than ever about making it to the Super Bowl. And I'm just going to sit back and enjoy the ride. But it basically, my comment was, damn, that made me feel sad about the Dolphins.
It does sound, it sounds like a pretty sad state of affairs. Yeah, for sure. Thank you, Gina. Appreciate the call. Hope you enjoy the game tomorrow.
She said she was at work. I was thinking, like, I wonder what kind of work would be most, like, hilarious to be, like, just talking about the Bills on your phone. I feel like auto mechanic. Just standing, like, in a body shop, right? And just sort of, just, you know, going off on the Bills-Dolphins game in Baltimore. Be kind of cool.
I like the idea of it, like, the drive-thru.
Drive-thru.
The headset on. But hold on. Somebody's waiting to get their iced coffee. Like, hold on a second. I'm talking to Mike and Chris.
How about daycare? Right. She's a daycare manager, and the kids are all just go. Just wait.
She's in a shady spot out back on the phone.
She closes the door on the kids. Right. Let's hope that's not happening.
Have some ice cream.
Just quiet. I got to do this. We're just walking around like Target. A lot of, you know, possible options there that are funny. All right, let's go to Steve. Hi, Steve.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, man.
I just wanted to comment on, you know, typically the Miami week is, you know, it's really, you know, it kind of gets all those fan juices going. And, you know, this, it's almost, it's not any less special that, you know, we're going to play them, but it's almost getting to a point where, you know, we know Allen's going to be sitting in the middle of the third quarter. And, you know, what is going to be an enjoyable game is really going to be watching, hoping that everybody stays healthy. And I just think we're going to have a lot of games like that this year. And, you know, the outlook on the season, I just really is – I don't want it to be over, but I'm almost ready for the postseason already, and that's scary to say. But I'm really trying to enjoy the ride because I know it's not going to last forever. And, you know, but –
See, now you sound sad. Like this is, we were sad about Miami. I'm mostly kidding.
I'm already disappointed that the game was too easy.
Right?
It hasn't been played. I get it. Thanks, Steve. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. Sal at 5. This is WGR.